Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. We help lots of English language learners, thousands every week, to move closer to their goal of wanting to learn English, speaking it fluently. With Adept English, you learn English free a lot of the time, but of course we do have some paid courses. So in the podcasts, I promote our courses and our low-cost podcast download bundles, because without selling these products, it would be very difficult for Adept English to continue. It costs money to provide this service. So in every podcast, I do some promotion, some advertising. I talk about some element of what Adept English offers to help our sales. But hopefully I do it in a varied way, and it only takes up a tiny part of the podcast. And as I say, it allows us to continue. And part of our offering that I'm promoting to you today, well, it's free anyway. So here is just a little reminder to sign up for our free course, The 7 Rules of Adept English, if you've not already done so. This course gives you really important tips, advice on how to learn English, speak fluently. The course helps you understand the difference between how to learn English academically, so that you can pass exams, and how to learn to speak English so that you can actually understand and hold a conversation. Big difference, and an important one, I think. So, 7 tips on how to speak English fluently. And remember, this course is free. You don't have to pay. Just go to our website at adeptenglish.com and sign up. Today's podcast? Well, I had a question via email last week from Volkan in Turkey, which was an interesting one. Volkan asked me about the English idiom to mind your P's and Q's. Volkan had tried to research this idiom, tried to find out what it meant, without much success. So, or at least he tried to find the origin and the reason for us saying this. And I answered his question, but I did a little research myself in order to give him an answer. So I thought it might be something interesting to share in a podcast. So the idiom, to mind your P's and Q's, it means to mind your manners. To mind means to pay attention to be careful with. On trains in the UK, you will see signs saying, mind the gap, meaning mind that you don't fall down the gap between the train and the station platform when you're getting on and off the train. In fact, train companies in the UK are so concerned about their passengers falling down the gap, they also play mind the gap messages over the train's audio system. And when I say mind your manners means your way of being, your politeness, if you like. I think that British people in particular have quite a high expectation around manners. We expect people to say please and thank you quite a lot. And we also say sorry a lot too. In the UK, if there are a lot of people waiting for the same thing, it may be to get onto a train or to be served in the post office or to enter an art gallery, then we will form an orderly queue. Even at the supermarket check-in, we do this, we queue. And people will get quite annoyed with you if you try to push in or jump the queue. It's expected that everybody waits their turn. Manners and politeness are so important that you sometimes get the comical spectacle of two people trying to go through a doorway and one says, you first, and the other hesitates and says, no, you first. And the first one says, no, please, you first. So on the whole, especially around people that we don't know, we like to be polite. then we have an expectation of other people being polite too. You wouldn't bump into someone accidentally in the street without apologising. And sometimes British people apologise profusely. That means a lot. I've even known people apologise to inanimate objects that they bump into, like a lamppost. This is because to say sorry is so automatic. We're conditioned as children to be polite. So mind your P's and Q's is just the sort of thing that a mother might say to her children when an elderly relative is coming to tea. Or if you're going to eat at the house of someone who's quite posh and there might be a high expectation around manners. Another scenario might be in business, if you're dining with potential customers, or where you're dealing with customers who might complain about you. Mind your P's and Q's means be super polite. Don't take any risks. Another phrase which we might use in this sort of context, be on your best behaviour. This means don't make any mistakes with your manners or your politeness. Show your best behaviour only. So that's be on your best behaviour. Mind your P's and Q's. So what is the origin of this phrase? You may well expect the P and the Q in this phrase to be short for something, and the origins aren't exactly certain. But what I'm about to give you is a good surmise, is likely to be right, in other words. So in the transcript for this podcast so far, I've written P's and Q's as capital letters, which look very different from one another. But if you consider the lowercase versions of these letters and what they look like, P and Q, you can see that they're a mirror image of each other. In other words, Q is like a backwards P. So an obvious time when someone would need to mind their P's and Q's would be in learning to write English. Don't confuse these two letters. When children are learning to write English, and mine were no exception, they often write letters and numbers the wrong way round, and it takes quite a lot of practice to get the letters and numbers the correct way round every time. So of course, letters like P and Q in lowercase present a problem. You'll get those two letters mixed up if you write one the wrong way round. I guess the phrase, the idiom, could just as easily have been mind your B's and D's, because it's a similar problem there with lowercase b and d. Another place where it would have been easy to confuse P's and Q's? Well, it's not something that we think about in our digital age when printing is really easy. But think about the days when printed material was produced using a printing press. So basically, someone would have to set up the printing press with the letters all in the correct places in order to print a particular page of a book. This was known as typesetting, meaning setting up a printing press with all the correct letters. How laborious this seems to us now. And of course, every letter you typeset would be reversed, back to front, the wrong way round. So guess where errors would be most likely to occur? Of course, in letters like P and Q or B and D. How annoying must it have been to have typeset a page only to realise when you've done your print run that there's a Q where there should have been a P, or vice versa. We may get frustrated with technology these days, but at least we haven't got these problems. So that's the probable origin of the phrase mind your P's and Q's. But another possible explanation, mind your P's and Q's could also mean mind your pleases and thank yous. So there, P would stand for please and Q would stand for thank you, because there's a Q sound at the end of the word thank you. That's another possible explanation. Whichever it is, I hope that knowing this helps you remember the meaning of the idiom. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts. and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.